Blog Talk Radio.
And we're live from the Project JKFX Studios in lovely Louisville, Texas. It's Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. And today is a great day for 30JK. So everybody, let's get on up. Boy Jason Kelly, and it's 30JK time again on Block Talk Radio. Phone number here, 347-857-2310. 347-857-2310. Or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. JKFX. The number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word. You! Press the word and you know that word. Good afternoon, each and every one of you. Let's go. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you will not believe who I have on the line right here, right now, on this very, very episode. It's a man. A red-blooded man that knows women. That's right. Because he happened to be the publisher of a very awesome men's magazine known as American Curves. Yes, I said that right. American Curves. And now he's branching out on his own to do another men's magazine called Eve. What is it? And how did it become to be? I just so happen to have the man responsible for those two magazines, and his name, ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, give it up, stand up, and let's tear it up with the one and only Mr. Rico Martez. Welcome. That's you right there, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, man. Rico, it's
Thanks very much for having me on.
Hey, a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear for the very first time anywhere. We're going to have a little background on Mr. Rico Marquez of Eve Magazine. Tell the fine folks listening where you're from and how you got into all this stuff.
So I'm from Toronto, Canada. Originally, though, I was born in South Africa, so that might be something that a lot of people don't know about me. Anyway, I ended up getting into graphic design, and fitness was a big passion of mine, so I ended up working at Robert Kennedy Publishing, which had housed about five different magazines, and one of them became American Curves, because when I first got hired there, there was no American Curves. So what we did is we featured swimsuit specials in each issue of Muscle Mag. And that became so popular that my boss and mentor at the time, Robert Kennedy, came to me and said, we should do a magazine, just a spin-off, and just have a bunch of sexy women in fitness models in a magazine of its own, be it swimsuit, lingerie. And that's really how American Curves was born. So I was there at American Curves for 11 years. I was the editor-in-chief and the creative director, so I was responsible for the design and for selecting the beautiful women in each and every issue. And so that ran for, like I said, 11 years. And unfortunately, it came to an end back in 2011. And so I moved on, they moved on. And here we are now a couple of years later, and people were just constantly messaging me and emailing me and saying, hey, why don't you start up your own thing? You know, you've got all the contacts, the models, you've got a good rapport with them. Why not do your own thing? And I started thinking about it and thinking about it. And sure enough, it's led me to this point where now I've created my own thing and we started Eve. And Eve is very similar to American Curves in the sense that we do have a ton of sexy babes and a ton of models out there, and there's going to be a ton of photos. Now, where it's different is, if you remember, Jason, American Curves had a ton of articles. We had sex articles. We had just a bunch of different articles on basically how to pick up women and anything that could help you out with women. This magazine, mine, I am not having any articles in it. I just want it to be completely photos. I want the guys, because when I was getting letters from fans back in the day, they were all saying how they loved the magazine, but they wanted more women and less articles and less reading. So now I'm giving them exactly what they want, where it's just women front to back.
And more.
And more.
Yes, 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 yes. Who are your favorite models to work with, period?
You know what? I don't have any particular one favorite, but I got to say, I can't really name names, but I got to say I'm more partial to brunettes than I am blondes.
You heard that, guys? Brunette.
that doesn't take anything away from beautiful blondes and amazing redheads and all of the beautiful women out there. But that's just my own personal preference. But honestly, Jason, I've been super lucky that all the models I have worked with and continue to work with, they've been great. I've had no issues with them. We get along great on set. Emails, texts, everything's been fantastic. So I've had a very fortunate run when it comes to working with some of these models where, you know, you hear some stories and some nightmare stories working with models. I haven't had those. Knock on wood, it's been a great relationship and a great run with models and photographers alike.
Awesome, awesome. Now, during your 11-plus year run, where would you say your favorite shoots take place, and why?
I can answer that in a heartbeat. It's in Miami. We went to South Beach, and I spent a week in South Beach with my boss at the time. And the women down there, I mean, I've seen some amazing and beautiful women, but I mean, in South Beach, it was just unreal. It felt like I was in a magazine the whole time I was down there, walking down the street, going to stores, going to bars. The women were gorgeous. And so one of my favorite shoots was there, and we went down to the beach, and we caused quite a stir there because we ended up shooting some of the models that we took down with us. But then a huge crowd formed around us, and we ended up bringing in some other girls who just wanted to shoot, and they were just stunning. And so we ended up making a huge party and a big shoot of that. And my boss ended up renting a yacht, and we ended up going on the yacht and just having a great party on that yacht with I got to say anywhere from 10 to 15 of the most beautiful women you've ever seen. So that hands down was my favorite time.
You know, 30JK Nation, there's a reason why I selected this guy to be one of my guests on the show. If there was a wish that I had, Rico, I would be working alongside with you because of all the hot women you got.
You know what? I've heard that a million times. Yeah. You know what? I'm blessed and I'm lucky to be. I was fortunate to do all that stuff. I'm fortunate to be back in it again. And it's something that I enjoy doing, I love doing. And like I said, when you've got a good relationship with these girls and you can make them laugh and you know, you have a good time, work doesn't even seem like work anymore.
Right. And like I've always told you, you remember my favorite girls? Do you remember what their names were?
You know what, Jason? You used to send me quite a few of them, and now I am drawing a blank on what some of your favorites were. Give me just one or two, and I'm going to see if I can remember the rest.
Bella and Megan.
Oh, Megan. Yes. I remember Bella. And Megan had the tattoo. I can't remember her last name, but Megan had the tattoos. I remember that. And was there any more?
Wow, there's China.
You had quite a few. You had a list. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
You had quite a list.
I'm so hooked on curves, and you pick the best of the best of the best of them.
If we try to do that, and you're only going to see the girls get better with Eve. I'm telling you, Jason, the things that we have planned and the things that I have in store. I mean, I'm talking about special issues down the road. I'm talking about personal video messages I have down the road. These are all things that I couldn't really do at American Curves. And now that I'm my own boss, I'm able to kind of implement those things and give people things that they wanted, but I necessarily didn't have all of the say to do at the time. So now we'll be getting, we're going to be doing contests. We're going to be doing live video shoots. We're going to be doing things where the girls will be contacting the guys and maybe wishing them a happy birthday or something like that, just something different to engage people and get them onto our site and get them downloading the magazine.
Another way of coining the word interactive.
Exactly. And, you know, these days it's all about social media and it's all about interacting with your consumers, and that's what we want to do. I want to make guys happy, and I want to have the same experience that you've had, Jason, over the years, whether it's been with American Curves or with now with Eve. I want to give you the same experience, and I want all of your listeners, and I want all the people out there to have that kind of same experience. I mean, this is a fun, sexy magazine, and that's exactly what we want it to be, and we want people to have fun. There's so much negativity in the world that this is something that's definitely going to bring up a smile to your face and, you know, and bring some positive vibes, you know?
Positive vibes. I like it. I like it already. Rico Martez of Eve Magazine is my guest on 30JK. If you want to check his webpage out, is
EveDigitalMag.com.
Oh, awesome. And say that again for those of you that didn't catch that.
So the website where you can find the magazine and download it is and look at a ton of girls on there is evedigitalmag.com.
And don't forget to find Rico on Twitter and Facebook. And the Eve magazine will be on Facebook also, if it isn't already.
It is on Facebook as well. Yeah, it's facebook.com/EveMagazineForMen.
Eve Magazine for Men. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I have another question. Do you have any advice on magazine publishers that want to their own magazines? And how do they do that?
You know what? These days, the best way to do that, and like I said to you earlier, is social media. I mean, myself, I created the website, created this brand. I'm a designer by trade, so I was lucky enough that I could design my own logo, design my own pages, and design the magazine from scratch. But
It's one of those things where you have to engage with the public, and you've got to get out there via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Those are your things now where you're going to, if you're starting anything, that's where you're going to get a crowd and you're going to draw a crowd, and you've got to let them know what you're up to and what you're doing. And you know, social media is such an important thing these days, and that's all really people are checking. So that's my advice, the best way to kind of get the word out there and spread the word about whatever it is you're doing.
Now let's delve into some of your personal life as well. What
sure.
I see 49ers all over your page.
That's right. Yeah.
And
I'm a huge 49ers fan.
Have you ever thought of going to California yourself, or have you been?
I've been to California. I was there about 11 years ago, and I wasn't as big of a fan as I am now. Otherwise, I would have definitely gotten the opportunity to go see a game. But I'm strongly thinking about going down there. I know they're having a horrible year this year, but it's just one of those things that when you're really passionate about a team, you know, you'll go through it through thick and thin, right, through good times and bad.
Yeah, faithful fan.
Faithful fan, gotta have the faith.
I know, especially when you got hot cheerleaders like the 49er dancers.
Well, there, you know what, Jason, that's league-wide. League-wide, I think there's hot cheerleaders, and every team's got their amazing cheerleaders. And it's funny because I think that two of the cheerleaders, I believe, who are now with the Dallas Cowboys were one-time featured in American Curve. So I'm going to work on something like that, Jason. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to try and bring some of these NFL cheerleaders into this magazine. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, awesome. I definitely have your phone number, so I will be contacting you often.
Absolutely.
You have any family at all?
I do. I've got a sister. I've got my mom and dad are close to me. And I'm married. I've been married now for 12 years. Unreal. But, yeah, time flies.
Wow. And you're doing what you love to do best, which is
I'm doing what I love. Exactly. I'm doing what I love. And you know what? I'm being supported by everyone around me. So it's a great feeling when you've got support, be it from your wife, be it from friends, from family. That all helps, and it all propels you to kind of excel and take your visions to the next level, right?
Right. So what's the next thing you have planned, other than what you've told me?
Well, I can't give away all my secrets now, Jason. I gotta keep some stuff. secret, but I can assure you that you will be pleasantly surprised with what we've got in store for Eve in the next year or so. Now, keep in mind, we're fairly new. I only launched this on October 23rd, so it's only a few weeks old, and I'm already getting a good response. I'm getting a ton of models who are contacting me and remembering me from when I was doing at American Curves. And I'm getting photographers also who are hitting me up and want to be a part of this. So, again, it's only in its infancy, and it's only going to grow from here, but I'm getting a great response so far.
One of these days, I might want to do some shooting. Who knows?
Absolutely. You know what, Jason? I mean, you're more than welcome to. You can definitely submit whatever images. You know exactly what we're looking for. I mean, if there's anyone who's out there, you've looked at American Curves for years. Now you've seen Eve. Absolutely. I would more than welcome some shots from you if you want to go out there and take some shots.
Oh, excellent. Who would you like to shout out
to? You got all the girls right there.
Yeah. I know, right?
Exactly.
Who would you like to shout out to while I have you on the air here? I got 10 and a half minutes.
You know what? I want to give a big shout out actually to your listeners for being for yourself for having me on, and want to make everyone out there, like I said, I want everyone to have a great experience with this magazine, and I really want people to just have fun with it. You know, download it, enjoy it. It's filled with sexy women. I mean, how can you, even if you're having a rough day, you know, that's when you, you know, grab this issue and take a look at it. I'm telling you, I guarantee your mood will change immediately.
I'll bet it will. I'll bet it will. And
yeah, and again, Sorry, you were saying, Jason?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Hello? Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Call back. Oh, no. Hello? My goodness. Oh, my gosh. Man. We were having a great time jamming and slamming up in here. Now my caller dropped on me. Rico Marquez of Eve Magazine. Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. And while I'm waiting for him, let me tell you who's going to be on my next show. My next show. Anna Von Oft from The Trolls, Flash Gordon, and Supernatural. She's an actress. She's a voiceover artist. Oh, there's Rico Marquez. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm back, man.
Hello. Jason, I'm back.
I'm here. Yes.
All right, good. We got disconnected. Like I was saying, though, just before we got disconnected there, this magazine is available, like I said, at evedigitalmag.com, and it's $2.99 to download. And the way I look at it is if you've got $2 for a coffee, you've absolutely got money for this, which is only $2.99, and this is the gift that keeps on giving, right? Am I right?
Right, you're right.
Absolutely.
You're
okay.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's again, like I was saying, this is one of those fun magazines that I want people to enjoy and see. You know, look at these beautiful women. I mean, they work hard on their bodies, and we want to appreciate them. And so this is our way of kind of giving back, right, and appreciating what these girls do.
Right, I know. And I'll definitely be a contributing photographer in the making. When I get a chance
I welcome it, Jason. I'm waiting for it. I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely do something for you real soon. So be ready for that.
I'm ready. I'm ready and waiting.
All right. And I saw in your picture you have a motorcycle. What is that?
You know what? That's actually not – a lot of people ask me about that. That's not actually my motorcycle. That was done – actually, that was an editor's picture that I took for American Curves, and my photographer at the time happened to have a bunch of custom choppers in his studio. And when we were thinking about ideas of what we could do as a picture for my editor's picture, he thought, well, why don't you just jump on the bike and see how that turns out? And so I ended up getting on the bike. We took a couple of shots, and I got to be honest with you, Jason, I don't think I've ever taken this photo down from my Facebook profile. I mean, I love it. It came out amazing. It's great. I've gotten a ton of compliments on it. And, I think it's like a $40,000 bike, but it's all custom made, and it's a chopper. It's a beautiful bike.
Two words, babe magnet.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Rico, let me tell you something right now. It has been a pleasure talking with you. Megan Daniels, hey, I'm looking for you.
Oh, yes, I remember her, yes.
I'm looking for you. Megan, much love. Horns up to you. Keep it sexy. Keep on rocking those cuts, all right?
Thanks a lot, Jason. Thank you very much for having me on. Thank you for giving me this time. And like I said, I hope your listeners enjoyed it, and I hope that they enjoy the magazine even more.
Oh, man. Everybody give it up for Rico Marquez. Thank you, my brother. We'll see
you
soon.
Thank you very much.
Keep in touch, man.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Much love. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Chase Bellin clapping. Woo! Now, 30JK Nation, let me tell you something. That is the man. He is awesome, dude. Rico Marquez, Vive Magazine. Love that guy. All right. That's going to put wraps on it for this edition of 30JK. Again, Anna Von Hoff from Flash Gordon, from Supernatural, from Trollenberg of the Trolls. She will be here next week, Friday. So you want to join us for that. All right? Till the next time we hear from y'all again, horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what you Blue Devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And we will see you on the flip side. And until the next time, I do. And Harding, it's a J. K-Thang. Say, we're gone. Bye for now. Thank you.